3 o'clock on a football Friday with some Evie Queen. Go. Way to go, Jimmy. Crowder just had to duck out again. Trust me, though, when you find out why he's ducking in and out of today's show, you'll understand. All I'm telling you. Crowder also, you check Instagram, Crowder Powder. You follow the Crowder Powder account. I think it's on the Crowder Powder account. It might be on Crowder's account himself. Have you seen the latest Crowder Powder commercial, Solana?
I have not.
Okay, I want you to watch it right now. Pick up your phone, just watch it. It's on Instagram. I don't know if it's the Powder account or the Crowder account.
It's probably
anyone on Instagram should watch the new Crowder Powder
sound
commercial.
Off? Like, how do I do this? I keep the sound on?
I mean, you can put the sound on if you want. Just have it on the background. I don't care, but it's an enjoyable watch. You have to turn your phone. It's filmed horizontally, even though watch stuff vertically. Are you watching it? Is it the seafood one?
He's coming out of the water.
Yeah. Just watch that. It's a new commercial, you know, for his Crowder Powder seasonings line, and it's fantastic. He is an odd bird, and he does some creative stuff to promote the Crowder Powder, and today's newest commercial is unique, to say the least. You can see it on Instagram. I'm watching Solana's reaction to watching the Crowder Powder commercial on Instagram. And it's something, isn't it? It's something. It's something. Anywho.
Yeah. All right.
A little something.
I guess I have to like it, but I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, I don't know. After you watch it, you're like, what did I just watch? So, 9 years ago today, do you recall? You're not going to recall. Although I did send it out to super followers today, so maybe you'll know it. Do you know what happened 9 years ago today? Really, 9 years ago yesterday?
Man, I do not. No, I do not recall.
So, it came up on my Facebook memories. It's a picture of me on ESPN because
Yeah.
9 years ago today, I was on ESPN in the morning because the night before, UM had lost to Clemson 58-0 at the, wasn't the Orange Bowl, whatever it is.
I think it was Landshark Stadium at that
time. The Landshark back then?
Yeah, I think so.
Canes lost to Clemson 58-0. So they had me on ESPN in the morning before Sunday football. They did a show, I don't know, College Rewind something. And so they have me on as an expert, you know, the WQAM afternoon drive host. And I remember they asked me, is Al Golden's job in danger? Like, is he going to lose his job over this game? And I go, absolutely not. There is no chance that they will fire him before the end of the season. I said, certainly he's on the hot seat, but no chance he will be fired until the end of the season. And then I hung up the phone and I went about my business, and UM fired him a couple hours after I said that on ESPN. 9 years ago today.
Spot on, as always.
Spot on analysis from Mark Hochman.
And did they ever have you back on that show?
Never. Never. Burned my picture.
It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
305 alarm. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. In Florida State, Cam Warden, the Canes are coming for that ass.
Coming for that ass. How about your St. Thomas Bobcats? They playing anybody this weekend?
Yes, it is homecoming.
Oh.
Weber International University is who we play.
The grill company?
No.
It's like a Weber grill pickup team?
No, WIU instead of FIU, WIU.
Huh. Weber International University.
Do they know, Jimmy, like, do you not know that we have Evening's Delight sponsoring our show with Gino? Like,
yeah, I mean, that's terrible to talk about Weber grills.
Come on, Jimmy.
Unless they sell them at Evening's Delight, then it's okay to talk about Weber grills.
They are the Warriors.
I mean, I was adamant on ESPN. There is no chance Al Golden loses his job over this one game.
Mm-hmm. I remember, I think we played the audio one time perhaps, but you said there's no way they're firing Al Golden.
No chance. Not after this one game. They don't have the money to fire him, buy him out. Like they'll have to let him go at the end of the season, and then they fire him.
So what happens there? Like, does anybody reach out to you from that show?
No, that's the beauty of radio and television or whatever it is. There's no repercussions for being wrong. But the truth of the matter is, if you've listened to us long enough, you know I'm never right. I tell the super followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fade me. Fade my picks. My big bet this week, I placed it on Tuesday. Tyreek Hill, over 81.5 receiving yards. Guy's probably not even going to play.
Your big bet ahead of the NBA season. Bam Adebayo, lock to hit 15.5.
Opening night, that was free money that the Hard Rock bet was offering you.
Finish with that.
Is there a line for the Heat game tomorrow night yet? No.
I would imagine there is, no?
There is not.
It's a bit bizarre.
Well, it's not until tomorrow. A lot can happen. Who do they play tomorrow? Maybe they have a game tonight.
Charlotte. They play Charlotte tomorrow.
Yeah, they play tonight. That's why.
Yeah, they do play tonight. They're in Atlanta.
You know who the leader in the clubhouse is to win MVP?
In the World Series? Or an NBA?
In the NBA.
Because you said clubhouse, so I mean, not really an NBA term. But no, I do not.
Well, that's a general term, leader in the clubhouse, but it's really a golf term, not a baseball term.
It's a baseball term. Man, are you sick of me already? I don't know. I haven't checked who the leader is to be MVP. My guess? Man, Giannis Antetokounmpo?
So he's way down on the list. Probably won't play enough. Luka.
MVP?
Is the favorite right now at plus 350. But you know who's after him? I found this interesting because I think on Bet Online, I think this guy is actually the favorite. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
SGA from Oklahoma City.
How about that?
Yeah. They finished, Hawk, with the one seed last year.
I remember.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic after that, Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards, then Giannis, Jalen Brunson, Victor Wembanyama, Ja Morant, KD, Zion Williamson.
Go ahead, take your flyer. Take your flyer on Zion.
A couple years away. It's not this season. Guess who the odds on favorite is, leader in the clubhouse, for most improved player in the NBA?
I want to say Wemby, but can he be most improved?
Shows you how stupid that award is.
Yeah.
He's the favorite, but plus 700. Like, you know, what are you doing there?
Can he be most improved? I mean, people were talking about it last year. As a defensive player of the year candidate, like how do you go?
He is the favorite, by the way, for defensive player of the year at -135. Chet Holmgren +600. Bam +1,000.
See, here's the thing with Bam. This is why Bam should have already gotten one. He's never going to get one because Wemby is going to clean up this award for the next decade.
But it's like you say, how do you win defensive player of the year and then most improved?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. He didn't win Defensive Player of the Year last year, but he was a candidate for it.
But he's right there.
Yeah.
And so it's like, weird award. Weird award.
Unless he makes a stupid jump. Hawk, like, I could see it because he was good last year. He wasn't superstar good last year.
He wasn't a bust. Like, for me, most improved is like a guy who just had a season that is so forgettable, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, has this resurgence. And that's not Wemby's story.
It's more for guys like Duncan Robinson. No joke.
Because like you could make an argument, like if Jimmy Butler has an unbelievable season, granted the start, 3 points, 1 of 8 shootings, probably not going to be there for most improved player. But like he could be a most improved player if all of a sudden he averaged what? He averaged a triple double.
We've done that show before.
Yeah, we have.
Man, they better win tomorrow. 0-2.
Radio man job sounds like the same as a weatherman. No repercussion of being wrong. Yeah. Thing is with weathermen, weather people now, they're not wrong anymore. When I was a kid, it was a shot in the dark. They literally could tell you, it's going to rain all day tomorrow, and it's perfectly sunny. Now it's pretty well defined as a science. Like the satellites, the technology, the trends, like the jet stream. Like they know what the weather forecast is going to be. It's very rare. Like it may be a few degrees off. There may be a sprinkle that wasn't. But like for the most part, weather people are not wrong in the forecast. Solana is during his forecast, but he doesn't try.
Well, I would disagree. Here's the problem, and I feel comfortable speaking for all weather people. What do they call those? Meteorologists?
Meteorologists.
Right, yeah. For my fellow meteorologists, it's impossible to get the weather 100% accurate for everybody, Hawk. It just is. So when I say it's sunny in El Portal, sorry, I don't know what's going on over by Boca. I apologize, okay? I can't give you a forecast for every single part of South Florida. Sorry.
Pick and choose. All right, let's do headlines because Lee Sterling is going to join us, give us some winners for the weekend. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
So we just got some more updates on Zach Sealer's injury. So he's poked in the eye. He's not going to play Sunday. Cam Wolf reporting that Zach Sealer suffered a fractured orbital bone in practice.
Wow.
According to him and Ian Rappaport.
More than a poke in the eye.
Sealer's out Sunday, he writes, and being evaluated to judge how long he's out and if surgery is required. All orbital bone fractures have different timelines.
Still having a tough time there. Orbital bone fractures. Orbital bone.
Have a different timelines.
Orbital bone fractures.
Where is the orbital bone?
And, all right, so it's not a poke in the eye. He got stomped on.
It's like the inside of the eye, the orbital bone. Damn.
It's not the inside of the eye.
It's like the actual bone on the inside of the eye.
Well, yeah, it's the bone, but it's not the.
Connects with like the
but
nose.
What do you mean by the inside of the eye? Just because it's under the skin, all bones are under the skin.
I guess like I don't know. Whatever. Google it.
I mean, you don't have to explain it. I think everybody knows where the orbital bone is.
I didn't. I said, where is the orbital bone? I don't know.
Really?
I had no idea.
Well, what were some of your guesses?
Near the eye, obviously. But I just wasn't exactly sure what bone it was. Now I am.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You knew exactly. Had I asked you, where's the orbital bone before I just pointed it out to you, you would have been able to.
It's this bone that circles your. You ever seen a skeleton?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the circles where the eyes are?
Uh huh.
That's the orbital.
All right.
Well, where else could it be?
I don't know. I wasn't sure. You know every bone in your body?
No. But the orbital bone, I know. And the orbital bone.
Tua. He's going to play on Sunday. And Hawk, apparently, he was cleared by every doctor. And no doctor he met with suggested he needed to retire from football, according to reports.
Not a single neurologist, according to Mike McDaniel, suggested that Tua retire from football. Not a single neurologist.
I don't think it'll change the way people are viewing him on the field.
No, and it's, you know, what we talked about with Crowder yesterday. Like, people are going, oh, you just can't take a hit. That's impossible in football. I'm sorry, it's impossible in football. If you literally are scared of seeing Tua laying on the turf because he got hit, do not watch the Dolphins game. It's part of football. But, I can't make this clear enough. Anyone can have their opinion on whether someone should play or not and whether the head injuries are, you know, worth sacrificing your future potentially, because we don't know. Tua is an adult who can make his own adult decisions in consult with his family and neurologists, independent neurologists, independent of the league, and come to an educated decision. And he did. And that's it. That's the end of the story. So no pearl clutching on Sunday when Tua gets hit from the blind side. Because guess what? It's going to happen.
And also, what I hate to see is people, you know, on a national level, pundits taking shots at the Dolphins or Mike McDaniel, that they're being irresponsible with Tua or Tua's health. And it's like, man, you have to trust, aren't we trusting doctors, like people who are actually informed on this matter, more so than somebody on ESPN?
My wife is making hard-boiled eggs in the house. Stinks up the whole house.
Man, that sucks.
Does anyone like those? You eat those?
I do. I like hard-boiled eggs, but I don't like how they smell.
Stinks up the whole house.
Awful. Just awful.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm sitting here, I'm doing the show, I'm going, is there a sewage backup? What's going on here? And then I realized she's cooking eggs.
Believe you can air fry hard-boiled eggs, by the way.
Oh, I bet you can.
Yeah. A little pro tip.
Kind of like pickles, though. You know, pickles, they foul up everything around them.
No,
I think you probably mess up the entire air fryer if you hard-boil eggs in them.
No, it doesn't smell nearly as bad. And again, you're on an island with the pickle thing, so.
Well, I don't think I am.
Make some frickles in the air fryer. Fried pickles, fire.
Oh. Jimmy, you like a frickle?
No, I don't.
No? A rickle? Raw pickle?
No. Oh. I despise pickles.
Yeah, me too. I don't despise them, because in the right place, right time, I enjoy one. I just don't like laying on my chips or my sandwich. Oh, here's that sandwich you were excited to order. You know, it's $40. Let me just spray some pickle juice all over it. Here you go. I was like, what? Why would I want that there?
Again, you're on an island with this, man. People like a pickle. They really do. If they didn't, it wouldn't be on every sandwich that you buy.
Nah, it's
at
the
every
pickle
restaurant.
Lobby. I've made that point before, you know, with the lemons. Lemons on your glass of water. No. Like, the lemon lobby did that to restaurant. No one was clamoring for lemons on their glass of water. No one's doing anything with that lemon. But the lemon lobby, for whatever reason, brainwashed all these restaurant owners into buying lemons just to garnish the glass with it. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money.
Where's the
killing
pickle
our
lobby?
Atmosphere.
Who's the pickle lobby, Hawk? Go ahead, tell me. Who's the pickle lobby? There's no pickle
I don't know.
Lobby.
I'm sure there's a pickle association.
That's ridiculous. No pickle lobby.
Of course there's an association.
A pickle association. Yeah.
Of course. We've had the hot dog association guy on. There's an association for radio, the NAB. Any kind of big entity has an organization that works in their best interest. 100% there's a national pickle organization, pickle growers, pickle farmers, whatever it is.
All right. Well, I'll find out. We'll have on the president of the Pickle Association.
Nah.
Tyreek Hill might not play Sunday, as Hawk mentioned. He was not seen at practice today when the media was able to watch it. He's dealing with a foot injury. Mike McDaniel's optimistic he's going to play. But it doesn't seem to matter because people are putting more and more money on the Dolphins to win because the line went up from 3 to 4.5.
I mean, Zach Sealer goes out. Tyreek Hill's questionable. Line keeps going up.
If Tyreek didn't play, or doesn't play on Sunday, does that change your opinion on how the game is going to go?
Well, it certainly changes my over.
Oh, they give that back to you, though, right? They give that back to you?
Yeah. if he's inactive, if he's inactive, does it? Yeah, it would change my opinion. I still think the Dolphins will win. I still think Jaylen Waddle's good enough to be a number one target. You know what happens, though, and we've seen it. You take out River Craycraft and now Braxton Berrios, and who knows what Odell Beckham is at this point because he has zero receptions. Although I guess Jonnu Smith, he was a good target last week. So, yeah, I still think they win.
We're doing that. He was.
Yeah. Inarguable.
Yeah. It is inarguable. He was a good target. Jonnu Smith package, I heard that 30,000 times before the season started. We've seen it once in, what, six games?
Finally saw it.
Yeah. The same thing everybody said about Mike Gesicki. Oh, just wait. Mike McDaniel. I mean, he has another target.
It was not everybody. It was Ryan from Funky Buddha. Everybody. One guy said that Gesicki was going to have a big season. One guy.
Tonight, history gets made. Leo Messi will play in the MLS playoffs. It'll be an 8:30 p.m. start time from Chase Stadium. They play Atlanta United. You can listen to the game right here on 560 WQAM.
Inter Miami is a minus 260 favorite. Atlanta is plus 600, and a tie is plus 450. So a playoff game can end in a tie?
Yes.
And then there's no PKs?
I believe they would go into extra time. Since it's a best of three, there has to be a winner, I would imagine. So
you
believe,
think, right?
I don't know if it goes into extra time and then penalty kicks, but I believe there has to be a winner in these playoff games.
All right.
But yeah, it could end in a tie, it goes to extra time. You would end up winning your bet, I imagine.
Somebody texts in, my wife is listening to the show with me. She just said, do not put eggs in an air fryer. They will explode.
Stop.
Yeah, she might be right.
No, she's not. Sorry, man. She's not right. Now, mind you, I've never done this before, so maybe.
Sure. Maybe. And you once put a frozen chocolate cake in an oven, so.
I found that information about the tie in the MLS playoffs. It goes straight to PKs.
Nice.
Straight to PKs. All right.
Nice. All right, Hawk, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. I'll remind everybody, Panthers play the Rangers tomorrow at 7 p.m. That will be on 96.5 FM HD2. And the Heat, they play the Hornets tomorrow at 7 p.m. Kevin Love is now out for the game, personal reasons. He didn't play in the opener either. Khalil Ware has a stomach illness. He's not traveling with the team. And
Khalil Ware's got a stomach illness. He watched his highlights from game one.
And Jay Rich went through a full practice. His status uncertain as well. Heat Charlotte tomorrow's on Power 96, your new throwback station.
All the way up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of the conflict with the Canes. UMFSU's at 7. Pre-game begins at 3, Hawk. Do I have that right?
Somebody says you're confusing the air fryer with an Instapot, which is a nice vehicle to cook eggs.
No. You can definitely put eggs in an air fryer, man.
I don't know.
Why would the eggs explode in an air fryer? How does that make any sense?
Because they get superheated and they have nowhere to go because it's a hard shell. And so because they're superheated, it expands and explodes.
Hmm. Yeah, it does make sense. Maybe my fiance wasn't actually making hard-boiled eggs in the air fryer, but rather heating them up once they've already been hard-boiled in the air fryer.
Any props tonight on Inter Miami that, Leo Messi score anytime goal is minus 165?
I don't think you can go wrong with that. I mean,
Luis
bro,
Suarez minus 125.
Messi almost
Leo Campana plus 125.
No, I wouldn't bet that. I wouldn't bet Campana. I don't think he's going to start.
Victor Bermudez says boiled eggs in air fryer work.
Yeah, but I think they have to be boiled already. Like, they have to be hard-boiled before you put them in the air fryer. I think that person's wife might be right.
Right.
I don't think you can put like two eggs, just two raw eggs, into an air fryer.
I think they would explode. I think.
Yeah, I think she's right about that. Damn.
Victor says to sprinkle them with steroids, though. It's always funny.
You're going to kick your ass one day.
I know. Yeah. Victor ordering eggs at a diner. Two eggs, sunny side steroids. Steroid side up. Dee Dee ordering eggs. Two eggs all the way, all the way, all the way up.
Can you put eggs in the air fryer?
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Ask ChatGPT.
Yes, you can cook eggs in the air fryer, and you can make a variety of egg dishes, including soft-boiled, hard-boiled, fried, and poached eggs in the air fryer.
All right. Yeah, a lot of people texting in. You absolutely can.
Yeah. Set the air fryer to medium heat, around 375. Cook for 3 to 5 minutes, or cook for longer for a firmer yolk, or less time
yolk
for a runnier yolk.
Yolk?
Yeah. Y-O-L-K.
Somebody says the Panthers play the Islanders, not the Rangers. Is
Islanders.
True?
Yeah, Islanders tomorrow. They beat the Rangers last night. Islanders tomorrow. Thank you very much. This entire segment has just been me saying something wrong and people texting in with the right information. Those are your headlines.
Yolks on you, listeners.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Not a something I never get wrong. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. It's Friday. Come on, man.
Raining eggs.
Right now in South Florida, it's gorgeous outside, man. It really is. And if you don't agree with that, then I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That's your weather. Hawk, back to you.
Victor just sent me a screenshot of a text conversation with his wife, Mercy. He says, don't you boil eggs in an air fryer? And she says, sometimes it's hard to peel, though.
All right.
I think we've really gotten to the bottom of this pressing topic.
Yeah. Yeah, we really have.
Yolks on you.
Least, I already made that joke, Jimmy. I literally made that joke. I made that joke 20 seconds ago.
Yeah. That's a good joke, Jimmy.
So Hanna gets Jimmy with the fake high five 5 times a show.
Every time.
It's unbelievable. He leans in and Jimmy goes for it every time. And Solana pulls it back every single time.
Every time. It's incredible.
And then he's like, man, like I got fooled again.
His eyes light up. He's so happy to get a high five.
Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment with some winners. Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, before we talk a little sports gambling with Lee, remember, if you're looking for the best Canes or Dolphins merch for this weekend, check out Caneswear in Davie on University Drive or at caneswear.com. Lee Sterling's a professional sports handicapper. The website is paramountsports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He and I are both UM guys. You always get excited for Miami FSU week. It's tomorrow night. Lee, we'll start there. Canes are 21.5-point favorites over the Noles.
So I was looking on Pro Football Focus, and they have the number of passes that Florida State receivers have dropped at 21. I count 34. I mean, maybe they're counting balls that are literally laid in the receiver's hands the way you and I would throw it to our wives. This is the worst receiving core I've seen maybe since Josh Allen was at Wyoming. His receivers, I think, dropped a total 55 passes that year. I think Miami doesn't have to worry about the deep threat because they can't throw the ball. Also, here one of their offensive linemen, one of their starters, may not play. He might be tapping out. I just think this is payback for 2 years ago, that 45-3 game. I don't think they're going to take out Cam Ward if they're even up 30-35 points with 8-10 minutes to go in the game. Hint, hint, this is one of my games. This is a back-to-Brinks truck up, big-time Miami, 45-10 over FSU.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one. I think that this is a national showcase game for Cam Ward. I think Mario wants to do everything that he can possibly do to, you know, try to make sure that Cam Ward is certainly in the conversation at the end for the Heisman Trophy. And I do think it's a payback night. Everything, I mean, you and I are Canes fans. Everything says the Canes should hammer them. But it's one of the reasons that I think we Canes fans get nervous for something like this, because it seems like there's no way that they can lose this game or even FSU stay in it. But I'm kind of with you,
Mark.
I just don't see how.
Let's remember, this is a team that can't, their receivers are not going to really be able to get down the field. They're not going to have the time. And unless you've got top-end receivers like Louisville and some other teams, I don't think they match up with Miami. And this is the first time since the Miami-Florida game that I've liked Miami this much.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. How about the Dolphins? So the Dolphins, they play Arizona on Sunday. We know Tua's going to be back. Now Tyreek is questionable. We know Zach Sealer is going to be out for the game. But I think it opened at Dolphins -3.5, and I've seen it at Dolphins -4.5 now.
I think it's a tough setup for the Cardinals. You know, they played really well. They upset San Francisco when they were behind, played well on Monday night, overcame playing a tough defense. Now they got to travel off a Monday night on the short week, early start on Sunday in the heat here. I think that their offensive and defensive lines are really flawed here. I think Tua's the guy. I think they're gonna get this offense untracked. He's the only guy that can help them. Maybe Cam Ward next year. He might be the guy that comes in. We're gonna have to
draft
a quarterback. Yep, let's go with Tua and the Dolphins here, 30-20. Lay the 3.5-4.
I am with you on that one as well. Finally, there's only really one other Florida, you know, game that's in the state of Florida. It's UCF. BYU is number 11 in the country, but UCF is a 2.5-point favorite hosting BYU.
So there is a stat where a team that is playing a top 15 team and they are not ranked and they're a favorite covers over 61% of the time over the last decade. So the UCF team has made a change at quarterback, and who did they bring in? None other than Ja'Cory Brown. Thought we forgot about him. He might be the right guy for this offense here. They also have a running back, R.J. Harvey, who's ran for almost 900 yards on the year, almost 7 yards a carry. Going to be hot, BYU. Just a team. I think everything, every break has gone their way. Every call, I mean, they were behind. With less than 20 seconds to go, they complete a pass for almost 40 yards for a touchdown to win their last game. They won 3 games by 6 points or less here. I think they're living on borrowed time. Let's go with Central Florida. They knock off undefeated BYU 27-23.
All right. How about that? Now, I know you told me before we came on, you have one more back the Brinks truck up winner for the weekend. Can you share it with us?
I can. It's going to be like Cincinnati. The whole country is down on the Dallas Cowboys, but they have an extra week to prepare here in their game against San Francisco. Maybe Dak getting engaged. He's in a better place. They have lost to San Francisco here twice in the last 18 months. One time in the playoffs, they're playing a San Francisco team. Brandon Ayuk is done for the year. Their Swiss Army knife, Deebo Samuel. If he plays, he's not even close to 100%, just got out of the hospital with pneumonia. George Kittle is questionable here. And Dak is going against the number 23rd ranked pass defense here. I think Dallas gets it done here. Wrong team favored. How about them Cowboys? Dallas 30-20.
How about them Cowboys? There you go. Lee Sterling. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He likes the Hurricanes laying all those points He likes the Dolphins laying the points. He likes UCF laying the points. And he likes the Dallas Cowboys. Sunday, back the Brinks truck up. Thank you, as always, Lee Sterling. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Take care. See ya.
Rozier throws. Langham. He's got it. Oh. Into the end zone. Touchdown. It's a touchdown. It's a touchdown. Darryl Langham at the pylon on the right side of the end zone. 23 magical yards. Miami has the lead with 6 seconds to go in the game. There's pandemonium at the Doak.
Hawk and Crowder.